it doesn't amount to anything now. The pieces are just about like the dodo. He's about out of business. But in those days, it was not really a mean office at all. And then later on, this uncle was elected tax collector of Pierce County and held that office at the time of his death. Well, I've just said that to bring out the point that they weren't ignorant, as some of our neighbors were. I'm glad to say that we didn't have money, but we had some things that money won't buy necessarily.
What were some of the recreational things that your folks would go in for? Or didn't they have time for
anything? Hard work from sunrise to sunset. And I mean, when you put in those kind of hours, you're not interested in too much recreation.
Did you go to church every Sunday?
Well, no. In those days, the average church, instead of meeting weekly, met monthly. Each of these, and most of the churches were primitive Baptists. And they usually met once a month. For example, Mill Creek met on the fourth Sunday of the month. And that's the one that we attended most often because it was nearest to us. We lived a little closer to Mill Creek than we did to Shiloh, although the distance isn't too much. Incidentally, I had two uncles who were pastors of primitive churches. Uncle Ephraim was pastor at Mill Creek, and Uncle Joseph was pastor at Shiloh for very long periods of time. I think that Uncle Ephraim was pastor for 49 years at Mill Creek, and Uncle Joe was pastor at Mill Creek at Shiloh for 50 years. Of course, they were both older brothers of my father's. My father was the youngest of the set of brothers.
Did the churches ever organize picnics or anything like that?
No. The primitive Baptists frowned on all these things as being frivolous activities. They didn't even have Sunday school. Now, of course, there were other denominations, but you mostly found them in the towns. You had the Methodists and Blackshear and Patterson, and the Missionary Baptists and Blackshear and Patterson. But when you got out into the country, about all you found was the primitive in those days. Now, of course, in latter days, these other churches have spread, and the primitive has more or less withered away. But those primitive folks at one time were really the salt of the earth, so far as this community is concerned.
Well, I wondered how you actually met your neighbors. Did you have any sort of social contacts?
Well, if a new family moved in the community, and that was usually right around about Christmas, or, well, actually the first New Year's Day was more or less the standard moving day. But crops were harvested usually by Christmas, and so anywhere from Christmas along to New Year's during that week was a pretty busy time with the people who moved. There were many people who were tenant farmers and moved from place to place. Of course, I guess maybe we're a little bit better off than some of our neighbors in that my father owned a little farm that on which we lived.
How many children did you have in your family?
My father's and mother's?
Yeah.
I think they lost an infant or two, you know. Childhood diseases used to take a terrible toll, but there were seven of us who lived to be grown.
Did